USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases appear to be slowing as the rolling 7-day average in the U.S. has fallen by nearly 40% since a peak in early January. But even as hospitalizations are also falling, deaths remain high with an average above 3,000 a day over the last week. But some experts warn another surge could be on the way with new variants spreading. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that the current crop of vaccines should protect against the strain from the UK, but newer, more transmissible variants from Brazil and South Africa could be a different story.
Immunization and prior infection appears to be protective against the B.1.1.7 variant, as protective. That's not the case with the Brazilian and South African variant, P1 and B.1351, where prior infection, the immunity you get from being infected, as well as the immunity you get from vaccination, does not appear to be as protective against those variants.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Infectious disease experts are warning of another surge in coronavirus cases thanks to the more transmissible variant of the virus from the UK. That strain has been identified in patients in 30 states. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes the variant from the UK could bring a larger surge than we've seen so far, and it could be coming in the next 2 to 4 months. The director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC's Meet the Press that should change our vaccination efforts.
We do know that if we look at these first doses, that in fact we can even get higher numbers than you just laid out by the time of the third week after vaccination. So we still want to get 2 doses in everyone, but I think right now in advance of this surge, we need to get as many 1 doses and as many people over 65 as we possibly can to reduce the serious illness and deaths that are going to occur over the weeks ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As of midnight tomorrow, masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday. Officials say people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has named the finalists for this year's Nobel Peace Prize: Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, the World Health Organization, and climate activist Greta Thunberg are among the nominees. The winners will be announced in October. USA Radio's Dan Naraki is here to tell us about a major trade in the NFL.
The blockbuster deal will send longtime Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams. L.A. will send quarterback Jared Goff 2 future first-round draft picks and a third-round pick back to the Lions, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Stafford was drafted first overall by the Lions in 2009, spending 12 seasons with the club. Goff was also a number one overall pick in 2016. He led the Rams to the Super Bowl in 2018, his third season in the league. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.